I thought of you today, but that is nothing new. I thought about you yesterday, and days before that too. I think of you in silence. I often speak your name. All I have are memories, and the picture in a frame. Your memory is a keepsake with which I'll never part. God has you in his keeping. I have you in my heart. A commemoration service in four elements. L'eau, l'acqua, the water, s'vasso.
Children of God and friends of Christ, hear these words from the prophet Zechariah. On that day there shall be a fountain open for the house of David and the inhabitants of Jerusalem to cleanse them from sin and uncleanness. Well, as we all know, water is the most essential element. And without it, there would be no life, and nothing could survive on earth. In fact, I find that it's like the grace of God which we have received. For without grace, there would be no life, and everything we know would fall apart. You see, the grace of God is his favor or approval that he gives to us each day. Or it's the green light to the universe from God to never cease and carry on. God tells us constantly to keep on living and to not give up. And he tells us this because of his love and not because of what we have done. You see, grace is a precious gift which none of us can ever earn. And there is nothing that we can say or nothing that we can do to make ourselves deserve it more or lose it. For as it is with God's great love, nothing can separate us from grace. It is always with us, echoing through the universe, echoing through the cosmos, that we should keep on living and not give up. Indeed, without the gift of grace, the world that we know would fall apart. And because we cannot earn it or lose it, then there is only one thing left for us to do with it. Like the waters that cover our world, we must take up grace and drink deep from it. We must cherish and enjoy it with a grateful heart to its wonderful giver, the Lord our God. Furthermore, like the waters that cover our world, we must not take the grace that we have for granted, and we should try our best from day to day to use it rightly and to use it well. We must use the grace of God by loving others as he loves us. We must use the grace of God by forgiving others as he forgives us. We must use the grace of God by serving the world as Christ served us. And we must always use the grace of God by sharing the gospel that has been shared with us. And in addition to the beautiful words that Christ has died, risen, and will come again, the gospel, or the good news, is this, that God tells us with each brand new day, with each rising sun, to keep on going and to keep on living no matter what. We are constantly encouraged by our Creator to keep on living, and this does not hinge on the many ways that we fall short as human beings within this time. As you know, in this moment where the world is filled with stories of our imperfections and the stories of a virus that has changed our lives forever, we are looking for a bit of joy and rest, and we can find that in the grace of God. The Lord that wants us to keep on living through conflicts and viruses and divisions, through all of our imperfections. And the grace that furthermore points us to a place far better than where we find ourselves. You see, like a road sign, grace points us to a destination, to a place, as we say in the Black Church, that is beyond the River Jordan and the veil of tears. And there in this place, with all the saints gone before us, we will be free from the powers of sin and death forever, in a promised land where there is endless life from the one who made the mighty seas. Oh, to him be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Would you pray with me? Almighty, eternal, and merciful God, who made all things and sustains all things, we thank you for your gift of grace, which flows in abundance to us each day. Lord, may we drink deep from it and never cease to cherish this precious gift. And may we all be fountains of grace that shares this gift with the world, where people are thirsting for freedom and life. In your gracious name we pray. Amen. And now may God the Father, who made the waves to run, the air to flow, the earth to be still, and the stars to shine, give you the deep peace of God the Son. Jesus Christ, the light of the world, who lives and reigns in all of our hearts, through God the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The air, Kluft, l'air, l'aria.
Please take a seat and sit upright. Place your hands on your legs. Close your eyes and try to stay in that position. Now, take a deep breath. Breathe in. Breathe out. Feel the air that goes into your lungs. Feel how it moves your body. Breathe in. Breathe out. Focus on which part on your body it moves. Do you feel anything? There are not many things that we do all of our life, every second of it, while not noticing it. Or at least most of the time, just like breathing air. We breathe in, we breathe out. In 1 Kings 19, we read the story when Elijah is upset with God. And God does something very special. He's actually willing to reveal himself to Elijah. As Elijah is commanded to stand on a mountain and hide in a cave, God promises to reveal himself. And so it happens. The first time, there is a big storm. Mountains are being torn and an earthquake happens. But God is not there. Then after the earthquake, there is a huge fire. But God is not in the fire. At last, there is a sound of a low whisper. A quiet breeze you could hardly notice. And there, God is. Breathe in. Breathe out. I don't know where you are today. If you're having one of these perfect days, or if you're mourning a lost one, or if you're just in the everyday flow, whatever you're doing, whatever you're in it, there's always something you're doing at the same time. That is, you're breathing. You're breathing in. You're breathing out. And it just happens that God is a bit like that. Most of the time, he does not show up in big tam-tams, but rather in an unexpected, quiet whisper or a breathe, in a quiet notion of air, and God is there. Sometimes I think of God as air. He's there in the everyday, but unseen. And when we expect to experience God, we expect a big storm to hit us. But we find that this is not so much God. Yes, maybe sometimes there are mountain peaks, but for sure not all of our days. Rather, God is in the everyday notion, when we are willing just to be like Elijah, to be open for anything. And God will meet us in the most unexpected, in the everyday life, just like breathing air. So as you go back to the beginning, just imagine as you inhale that God is filling you, this air you're inhaling, with patience, with love, with forgiveness, with perseverance, or with joy, with whatever you need. So take a seat again, sit upright, place your hands on your legs, breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out. God is here in the most common everyday life, just like breathing air.
Let us be silent and remember the loved ones we have lost. We remember Daniel Fossel. We remember Joanne Hewitt. We remember Albert Bertin. We remember Eric Escoffé. We remember Elsie Constable. We remember Joyce Armstrong. We remember Liliane Bell. We remember Martin Loveday. We remember Monique Hottinger and Ursula Hupfer. We remember Marcel Collins and Nelly Fiorini Meyerhofer. We remember Bessie Walker Smith, Clarence Howard, Alvin Lee Smith, and Irene Strong. We remember Roger Kitsis. We remember Joseph Sutton. We remember Erika Born. We remember Silvio Deroni. We remember Ruth Luca. We remember Elena Bertin. We remember Margaret Reynolds. We remember Edith Crack. We remember Mayeli Webb. We remember Eric and Nick Alexandru. We remember Nazia Sabir. We remember Raphael and Gabriel Daguet. God says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. You will find rest for your souls." Amen. Il fuoco, the fire. Sfuo, le feu.
Please place a candle and some matches in front of you and light a candle as you are listening to this. I advise you to make an effort to find matches, as the act of lighting matches is more powerful than a lighter. Psalm reading. We finish our years like a sigh. The days of our lives are 70 years. And if by reason of strength they are 80 years, yet their boast is only labor and sorrow. For it is soon cut off, and we fly away. So teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. The composer of this Psalm 90 wishes for God to help give meaning to her life, to show her how to make her days count. Many of us have been struggling to find any sense or purpose these past months. Too many have lost their jobs, even their livelihoods and homes due to this global pandemic. Too many are suffering from anxiety, depression, and loneliness. I, for one, just wanted to end.
I want it all to go away, as I'm tired of this so-called new normal. Of course, normal life is usually not normal at all. But at least I know what I can hope for. I know what I might wake up to. Moses dies on the eve of entering the chosen land. He never sees what he walked towards these past 40 years in the desert. None of us sees what we are walking towards. Even if we are walking 80, 90, or even 100 years. It is and will always be darkness. For in half light we live, and for light and clarity we yearn. This is what makes the loss of loved ones so frightening. The not knowing part. The where are they now part. The are they without pain now part. Candles and light bulbs are signs of hope, warmth and knowledge. Things are seen, texts can be read, rooms are heated by it. Christ the Anointed is the light and the hope and the way. His resurrection enlightened the darkness of death. Christ the Resurrected has overcome death and returned from it. He is in fact the only one who knows what we all yearn for. Clarity of the unknown.
La terre, la terra, the earth. God said, let the earth put forth vegetation, plants yielding seeds, and fruit trees of every kind on earth that bear fruit with the seed in it. And it was so. The earth brought forth vegetation, and God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the third day. And God created humankind in her image. In the image of God he created them, male and female she created them. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, all in their multitude. The earth, a tiny little planet full of miracles, wonder and beauty in the endless vastness of the universe. We are guests on this earth, made in God's image, compassionate, loving and creative beings full of life. Here one moment, gone the next. Our pilgrimage on earth lasts but a short time. It is a miracle that we are, and it is painful when our loved ones are no longer. Life on earth, source of love, memories forever imprinted in our hearts. Gracious God, be our companion and source of comfort as we try to make sense and try to come to terms with the unpredictability of life on earth. We are vulnerable. Protect us and hold us close, now and beyond. The earth, the ground we stand on, patient, nourishing earth. We thank you, God, for providing for us, for the richness of your creation, for all that we are and all that we are given, all that is and was and is yet to come. I invite you to stand up wherever you are, in your living room, in your garden or your kitchen, and ground down through your feet. Close your eyes. Feel your feet stand firmly on the ground. This is you in this world. Imagine roots growing from your feet into the ground. This is your place on earth. You are beautiful the way you are, with a broken or joyful heart, with tears in your eyes or a smile on your lips. We all stand on this earth together. May God hold you in the palm of his hands. Amen. Big thank you to Vicky Matthews and Peter Yardley-Jones for the beautiful music, and to my colleagues Priscilla, Katrin and Scotty for their thoughts and prayers. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Que le Seigneur te bénisse et te garde. Que le Seigneur fasse briller sur toi son visage, qu'il se penche vers toi. Que le Seigneur tourne vers toi son visage, qu'il t'apporte la paix. Gott segne dich und behüte dich. Gott lasse sein Angesicht leuchten über dir und sei dir gnädig. Gott hebe sein Angesicht über dich und gebe dir seinen Frieden. Amen. Gönnt in Frieden und bringet den Frieden in die Welt. Go in peace and bring peace to the world.